Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming. You know, as we're going through this area after area, God's Word on all these subjects of overcoming is designed to bring you into the place of turning away from sin, walking in the ways of the Lord, and entering into the holiness of God. As we walk uprightly before Him, then we will become holy. And you know, Jesus is coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle, and every one of us need to deal with all areas of sin in our life. Today we're going to begin to talk about overcoming disobedience in our life. Disobedience means to refuse to obey, or to fail to obey, or to not carry out an order. Do you realize that God's Word is the authority over every Christian's life? You are to submit to God's Word. You are to put it as first place in your life. You are to make it final authority in your life. And you are to obey the Word of God. You are bought with a price, the blood of Jesus. You belong to the Lord. You are not your own, the Bible says. And you have been given the Word of God, which is the law of this covenant. You're in covenant relationship. You can't walk after your own ways and follow in the Lord and walk in covenant relationship with Him. You must learn to submit to God's Word. Anything where you refuse to obey, or even you fail to obey, sins of omission because you know what to do, or you don't carry out the Word of God, which is like an order from God to us, that's disobedience. God's commandments are commandments. That's an order of God to you. That isn't just a nice suggestion. You just do whatever you want. Too many Christians play pick and choose when it comes to the Word of God. They pick out what they want and choose what they want, and the things that they really don't want to walk in or obey, they just let it go. You need to choose to obey all of the Word of God and submit to it all. Obedience is doing what is ordered, doing what is right in God's sight. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 6, the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt. Egypt's a type of the world. That's a type of us getting born again, coming out of bondage to the world. They were consumed. Why? Because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. The picture of the children of Israel in the wilderness is a picture of the church that has been born again, but they've not entered into the promised land because they wouldn't do what God told them to do, and they wallowed around in the wilderness. Even though they came out of Egypt and they came out of Pharaoh's authority, which is a type of Satan, nonetheless, they did not enter into the promised land. They did not enter into doing what God told them to do and to see the promises of God come to pass in their life. If you are disobedient and you refuse to obey what God tells you to do and not carry out His Word, if you're not doing what He's ordered you to do in the Word, then you're going to wallow in the wilderness, in the spiritual wilderness, and you're not going to be fruitful and see the promises, the spiritual promises of God come to pass. Because they obeyed not His voice, they were consumed. They were consumed because they obeyed not His voice, unto whom the Lord sware that He would not show them the land, which the Lord sware unto the fathers that He would give unto them. Obedience is going to be a prerequisite for you entering into the promises of God and the things that He has for you. In Judges chapter 6, verse 1, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. They did evil, and what happened? They went into bondage. If you do evil, what will happen? You'll be delivered into bondage because you give place to the devil. It's not God's will. God wants you to walk in obedience. But if you refuse and you disobey, then you open up the door for the enemy to come in. And guess what? You will end up in bondage. In verse 6, Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. That's what happens. Destruction comes. The children of Israel cried unto the Lord. It came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, then the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God, fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. They wouldn't obey. What has God delivered you out of in the past? But still you persist in disobedience in areas in your life? You need to repent. You need to turn away from that. No wonder you're in bondage. Don't wonder why you're in bondage. If you're not in obedience to God, then no wonder the blessings of God are not coming upon you. You must learn to obey God's word and do exactly what He says in His word, whether you feel like it or not. Don't ever walk after your own ways. If so, you're going to be cut off from the blessings of God, and you will open up the door for bondage in your life. In 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 4, He says, "If thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart," God wants integrity of heart in you, "and in uprightness, to do according to all that I've commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments." And then He says, "I'll establish the throne of the kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. But if you shall at all turn from following me, you or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all the people. And at this house which is high, every one that passeth by that shall be astonished, and shall hiss, and shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto this land and to this house? And they shall answer, because they forsook the Lord their God, who brought forth their fathers out of the land of Egypt, and have taken hold of other gods, and have worshipped them and served them. Therefore hath the Lord brought upon them all this evil." We see the fact that if we disobey and we do not follow God's ways, we'll be cut off from the blessings of God. They wouldn't follow Him. You know, we've got to learn to follow the Lord. We've got to have integrity of heart. We've got to have uprightness. We need to do all that He's commanded us, everything that He told us to do. And if you'll learn to obey and do what He wants you to do, then you'll be blessed. But if not, then the door will be open and the enemy will work against you in your life. In Job 36, verse 11, it says, "If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures." Do you know when you obey and serve God, He will bless you. He will prosper you in your life. You'll have a good journey. You'll be prospered in every area. And you'll spend your years in pleasures. I mean, God will bless you. He doesn't want you in bondage. He wants you to be at peace. He wants you to have love. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to have abundance. He wants you to have all the promises of God and the fruit of the Spirit manifest in you. But verse 12 says, "But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. They shall die without knowledge," because they aren't walking in His ways. You know, if you don't obey God and serve Him, you'll walk in your own ways, contrary to the way of knowledge, the spiritual knowledge of the Word of God, and you'll give place to the enemy, and destruction will come your way. In Romans chapter 5, verse 19, He says, "For as one man, by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous." Then in verse 21, "As sin hath reigned unto death, even so my grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." Disobedience, which was sin, brought forth death. It brings into operation the law of sin and death. But obedience causes the grace of God through righteousness to bring forth the life of God in us. See, we got to obey God's word, and then that brings forth the release of His grace. A lot of people say, well, praise God for God's grace. But you know what? God's grace works when we obey. When we obey God's word, His grace then is operative through righteousness to bring forth life. God's grace is God's willingness to use His power on our behalf, even though we don't deserve it. It's unmerited favor of God towards us. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." This speaks to the fact that if you walk after the ways of the world, you are following the way of the children of disobedience. That is a disobedient spirit that is at work to lead you in the way of worldliness. And you'll follow the lusts of the flesh. That's exactly what they did. They walked according to the lusts of the flesh and their own desires of their mind, and they did not obey God. You cannot walk in that way. God said you're to turn away from the world. If you're walking in the ways of the world and the lusts of the flesh, you are an enemy against God. Ephesians 5, 6 says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. If you walk in the ways of disobedience, if you walk after the ways of the flesh and the ways of sin, then certainly there will be destruction. There will be judgment coming upon the children of disobedience. And Galatians 3:1, it says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? You know, they started out in the Spirit, but then they turned to the flesh, and they were walking in the ways of the flesh, the Bible says in Galatians, and it says there that they got turned away, that they would not obey the truth. They began in the Spirit, but they quit obeying. And when you quit obeying God's Word, then you're going to walk in the flesh. You're going to walk in one way or the other, either in the Spirit or in the flesh. You've got to choose to walk in God's ways. When you do, then you'll be in obedience to Him, and you'll see His blessings. But if you quit obeying, then you'll be in the flesh, and destruction will come your way. Don't wonder why things happen. There's a cause and effect for it. In Titus 1, verse 16, here it says that they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Oh, there's many that say that we know God. Oh, we know God. We hear His Word, we go to church, and we love God. But you know, if you in works, in your actions, deny Him, then you're abominable. You are disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. See, that's what makes you as a hypocrite. If you can say in one hand, I know God, but then in your works and your actions, you deny Him. You don't show forth that. That makes you a hypocrite. Abominable, disobedient, and unto every good work, reprobate. God says, turn away from disobedience. Confess that sin and choose to obey. Do what God's Word says. Follow His command for your life and obey Him in all things. Praise God. Well, as we conclude today, we have a tape that we want to make available to you. It's called Overcoming Disobedience. If you'd like to get it, you can write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. All of our tapes are $2. You can send a check to us, and we will get it out to you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast, continuing to talk on overcoming disobedience in your life. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited?